Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are, or you wouldn't be here. So let's get on with the show. Here's Brad.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. It's great to be back. Of course, the Townsville Fire have one in their pocket. They're done with their WNBL. I don't know if they've been seen in the last week. They've been partying so hard.
I'm sure. Townsville's really embraced them. It's been fantastic.
Unbelievable. Really cool. Fabulous. Of course, we're going to talk Opals very shortly. And obviously, semi-finals time. We know the four semi-finalists. We'll come to that as well. And before I introduce my astute partner, can I just mention, listen to his Hungarian sexy voice here. He's got a little bit of a cold. Hello, Bratan.
This is what Hungarians sound like. We have a cold and a blocked nose.
Very good. All right. Well, let's start with the Opals. Love it. Let's start with the Opals. Of course, the team has been announced for the tournament, the FIBA qualifying tournament. Now, we've already qualified very much like the men's as well. But it's in Turkey. I can tell you now, it'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. They're the games that are coming up. Body, what did you think?
Well, I think they've got some pretty good opponents there in Argentina, Japan, Hungary, Turkey, and of course Canada. There's a good mix there, and they're all playing for positions in the World Cup. Where, as you say, we've already qualified. So for us, these are just really good quality games against quality opponents that are trying to get there. And it's not a bad team. You've got Zatino Kuso, Chloe Bibby, Izzy Borlase, Alex Fowler, Kayla George, Ezzy Magbegor, Jade Melbourne, Steph Reed, Alana Smith, Steph Talbot, Sammy Wickham, and Alex Wilson. I would say that's a good team. I'm not complaining about that team. But Courtney Woods not being in that team is ridiculous.
What was there a reason?
I don't know what the reason would be, because she would be in the best 12. Look, she was just won the race.
No, but all I'm saying is, like, I haven't read anything. Is there something? Sorry, I can't come, because that would be the only reason. Like, I'm in, like, I've got an injury, I don't want to play, like, something is all I can
think of. I don't.
Because I cannot think of any other reason.
No, I haven't seen
You're
anything.
Talking of the grand final MVP, mate.
Yeah, like, the Rachel Spall medalist. She's fabulous. Yeah. And to not be in this is, you know, I'm looking at, with all due respect to everybody there, I'm not going to single anybody out, but you can see a couple of names there that you think might have been a bit lucky if we were picking on form. But anyway, be that as it may, it's a strong team. And I expect they'll try a few things out in Turkey, and you know, you might see them drop a game to Canada or someone like that, but I wouldn't get too fussed about it.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I mean, let's move straight on. Like, we just wanted to
You can watch all this on telly. You can see all these games on I think it's ESPN or KO.
Yeah, I think it's ESPN. It's definitely something. I know you said that, obviously. Yep. But just so we know, it's Argentina, Japan, Hungary, Turkey, and Canada. That's who we'll be playing. Look, why not? Hey. Free basketball, mate. Let's watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I love it. Okay, let's move on to the NBL. Obviously, we had the play-in situations, as we are fully aware of. Of course, what we expected, Townsville. Tasmania gave the best that they could give against Melbourne United, going down 82-68 in the playoff qualifier. Look, they hung around as best as they could, but they were, you know, I hate to say it, just ran out of gas.
Great strategy. I mean, let's face it. And the starting lineup, nobody played less than 33.5 minutes, and that was Majuk Deng, and he fouled out. So he would have played a bit more too. So that was at least of the five starters. So by that last quarter, I thought early in the last quarter they hit the wall. It's like, we've had Anthony.
But mate, they only suited up 8 or 9, didn't they? Like, whatever it was, it was ridiculous. Nine players, and just, you know, like, and no disrespect to the guys that were coming off, but I mean, the amount of people that they missed, but an absolutely outstanding coaching job from Scott Roth to basically, as you say, junk it up. That was really it. Yeah.
But also has confirmed in the press conference that he will be seeing out his contract in
Tasmania. Yeah, I thought that was great
speculation.
As well.
So he's got one more season to go there. And now you look at Melbourne in that game, and you don't come away thinking they're heading west and they're going to give Perth a shellacking. Quite the opposite. But they're barely holding it together.
Melbourne, sorry to cut you off there. You don't have Finn Delaney. You do not play Perth. That guy absolutely carried them in that game.
He was
absolutely brilliant, but that was a carry if ever I've seen one, and I don't mean a carry as in the basketball. he played absolutely brilliant. So, look, as we said, the game was 82-68. We now flick over to Saturday night, Perth versus Melbourne. Again, what we thought would happen.
Let's, Before we go forward, let's go back to the other one, Southeast Melbourne beating Perth, because the comfortable way in which they did that didn't leave you thinking Perth was full of, excitement to, they didn't, you look at them, you thought, well, they've got nothing to get excited about. So I was really expecting that to be an ugly game, and they didn't let us down. For the first quarter, that was one of the most ugly games I've ever seen.
It wasn't
And then
the prettiest
Melbourne
sight.
looked good. Melbourne looked good for a quarter. And then after that, John really got his guys back on task, because some of them were losing their minds, and they were getting stupid fouls and whatever. He got them back on track, and then after that, it was 24 points in a half from Melbourne.
Unbelievable. So here we go. So obviously on Tuesday night, and we're recording this. This will be out Monday. So we're recording this on a Monday, and we will have Tuesday night where the Adelaide 36ers will take on the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix in game one. Then on Wednesday night, Perth Wildcats will fly into Sydney and take on the Sydney Kings for game one of that. And then obviously we'll go to Southeast, then Perth, and then back to game threes at home if it goes
If
that
they're
way.
required.
Yeah, correct. So let's
So
talk
what do you
about
see?
Southeast first.
What do you see in the Southeast Adelaide? Where, I mean, you're not calling that, eh? But are you
No,
calling this
I'm calling the
Sydney?
Sydney Perth
Right.
Sydney home games. I'm not going
Okay.
to Perth.
Right.
So I'm
That band
calling Wednesday night.
still on. You can't go in Western Australia, go anywhere near a
No,
school
no, not
in a
allowed.
sports
No,
suit. Yeah.
not allowed to do
Okay.
that. So,
So
mate, it was one time. No, anyway. So,
how do you see Southeast and Adelaide going?
I
I'm
think the
curious.
Sydney Kings Southeast final, and I've been saying that for a while. I feel
Yeah.
Southeast. Bryce Cotton is the best player in the league. Let's, not question that. Depending on how you vote, by the way. Oh, let's not go there. But yeah, Bryce Cotton is the best player in the league. It's going to take him a mammoth effort to get this team over the line in a three-game series. What the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix can throw at him with their defense, with their junk-ups, the way they play. I just don't know how Adelaide. Now, for me, it's going to be a DJ. It's going to be a Cheatham. It's going to be, guys that Flynn Cameron. It's going to be
Cameron,
these guys that are going to have to play astronomical for them to be able to get through, because Bryce will be Bryce. What's your thought?
I'm just thinking, I really like Southeast Melbourne, but the way they play, can you sustain that for three games without
Yeah,
you
they can.
hitting the wall? You think
No,
so?
they can. Yeah, they're deep. They're deep.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and
I'm not
he
worried
uses
about them.
everybody. He's not frightened to use
Yeah,
players.
no,
But
they're
that was
deep.
my the way they go about it. Yeah,
Bar injuries, yeah. Yeah,
of
yeah, yeah,
course.
yeah.
So I don't know. I think that first game in Adelaide, I think the 36ers may pull that one off, but I reckon that evens up in Melbourne, and then Bob
Far
Sciroccco in
away
game
in
three. It's
Adelaide.
a, it's,
Yeah.
yeah, it's a
Well,
coin toss.
here's what I, and I'm going to say, I spoke to my producer today because I'm calling the game on Wednesday and we're talking about what we're going to talk about beforehand as we launch the game. And one of the things I've said is I'm a very big believer that I don't want to call it the role player because that's a little bit lower than what it should be. But what I mean is there's that one factor, a player that becomes the X factor in each team. And there's certain players in the one. We know that Bryce will be Bryce. We know Sobey's going to be Sobey. Brown will be Brown. Kendrick will be Kendrick. Xavier, Doolittle. All of these guys we know. And I'm looking at each team and go, right, who's got that factor? I think Southeast have a few. It can be Glover. It can be Foxwell. Right, it can be Jordan Hunter. Those guys that just have, I mean, Glover did it in a grand final series on one rib. You know what I mean? Like, there's guys that can do that. I look at the Sydney Kings, Torrey Craig. He's that guy, right? Then I look at like a Adelaide, and I'm thinking, is it DJ? Which player is going to be able to do this? Because they're going to need more than just what they've got. And that's the bit that, to me, I want to know, who do you think is their X factor in there? Is it Ian Clarke? Who is it? But in Adelaide, who is the one in Ian, for Adelaide?
Look, Flynn Cameron. Okay, most
Oh, you
improved
think
player in the
so?
league.
See, I thought even
Kosovic.
Kosovic, yeah, I like him too. He's playing some good
Yeah,
basketball.
they've got some guys that can step up. But here's my question for you, though, Brad. Do you see this going the distance? Is this
I
too zip
do.
or too
I
long?
do. No, I do for Adelaide series. The only way I can see, I don't think the Kings, if they can get game one, I think they get game two. And the reason I say if they can get game one, Perth are coming in, although haven't been fabulous, with two hard games. Sydney have been sitting in Sydney for 2 weeks. And you just think, could they catch them off guard? I don't think so. But I just see that's the chance you want to get. Then you're going home. I don't see Sydney. I don't see Sydney losing this. If they get game one, I think they get game two, where I see the Southeast Adelaide, and I don't know who's going to win each one, but I think one will win, then the other. That's how I think it will go.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I think that's the closest series. But you know what? You know what? We thought exactly the same thing in the women, and we were proven incorrect.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. We thought Southside was going to be the Perth sort of thing in this.
Yeah.
They'll get, and they're the ones that actually stepped up and nearly pinched a grand final spot.
Great point.
Yeah, it's right out there.
It is. All right. Well, let me just ask you this then. So, who have you got winning in what? Let's go there. So, let's talk Adelaide Southeast. Who have you got?
I think Adelaide wins in three. I think they win in three. I really like the way Southeast Melbourne play basketball and the way they go about it and the way they carry themselves. So I would like to see them win. I really would. But I think Adelaide gets that, and I think Sydney will be too good, too accomplished for Perth. Perth is very erratic, you know, that first half against Melbourne. You put in a half like that against Sydney, you're not recovering.
Yeah.
You're 13 down at halftime, you're not recovering.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you're going a Sydney-Adelaide grand final.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going Sydney. So Sydney-Southeast. So we know, I think it's Tuesday, is it Saturday, Tuesday? I haven't got the Adelaide series, but I think it's Wednesday for the Perth series. That's what I'm pretty sure is the situation there. So, and then I think there's talk that game one will then be like the following weekend on a Saturday or Sunday or something like that.
Do you think we should start the season earlier and finish it earlier? Because now we're running into AFL.
Yeah, it's a constant thing.
AFL. You
know. Look, here's my honest opinion. I think the sport is strong enough where it doesn't matter, but I think it would be better to finish it, you know, when there's no AFL or rugby league. I agree. And I think it's getting harder now with the money that's going into sport, where, you know, the media component is so focused on those bigger sports at the moment, where it does make it harder to get something in the papers and the, you know, online and things like that. So I do understand what you're saying. Like you watch the news. I mean, if you're in Melbourne, it's AFL, 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 then they have a break and then they come back with AFL, AFL, AFL. You know what I mean? So, exactly. So, all right. So, what I wanted to ask is, going on last week, can I just get your player of the round? I know there was a couple of games.
Three games. I really was impressed with Finn Delaney in the win over Tasmania. I thought his 33-point career high, or equaling his career high, to that stage, the most important game of the season for them.
Yeah, good call.
Was a terrific performance, and I hats off to him. I've always thought that Finn was just hovered a fraction below the great players. Like, he's a good player, but he needed some consistency. And in that one, in a big game, he stepped up. Unfortunately, in Perth, he's picked up a couple of early fouls because he started off real aggressively, but picked up a couple of early fouls, and that was he was inhibited that from then on. But that 33-point game, I was very impressed. How about yourself, Brad? Who was your player?
Oh, JLA. Yeah, I can't go against JLA with that 28-12, and I thought he was really good. I'm so looking forward to this series coming up here now with him, because
and Tim Suarez.
Oh, that was literally a punch up nearly in the last game, and I remember Tim Suarez getting a dunk and pointing at him, and you know, JLA, he said something in the presser after the game the other day where he felt he let his team down, not against the Kings, but against you know, the other night. And I thought, that's a really interesting one, where he's sitting next to Coach going, I love Coach John, really, you know, he's got this and all of that. And, you know, like, I wouldn't be, you know, I'm ready to go. And you can just see this is going to be a bit of a bulldog fight for Perth. If JLA has one of those games that he can have, Perth are right in this, because Windler, Pepper, Doolittle, Duke's playing better, Duke Jr., no question. They're solid, mate. Ben Henshaw was very turnover prone against Southeast, but he played better yesterday. They're definitely a chance.
I'm not a fan of Ben. I think Ben's got ahead of himself, and he's tripped himself up. And he's just sort of pull back and just really work harder, and stop thinking you're a star.
All right.
That's going to be...
Well, give me a nasty. Give me a nasty.
My nasty. I'm not sure I have a nasty, really. I mean, those...
Well, it sounds like your cold is, but anyway, there you go.
I've got a nasty cough. I've got a nasty bottom nose. Generally speaking, I still would like to say that I think in most instances, the officiating has left a bit to be desired. And I think we really have to address this as this league continues to get better and better. The Australian content is better. The import quality is better. The officiating has to be better. They can't get stuff wrong that is blatantly wrong. And we saw a few of those. And then I just don't get the video, you know, when you go to Scott Butler, half the time what he's seeing is not what I'm seeing. You know, so I don't know whether I've got to get my eyes checked or Scott Butler's going to get his.
I've got a real special one today that I want to say. So my son comes to me, God bless him, 14-year-old Cooper, comes to me about a couple of weeks ago and says, Dad, he comes to me at the games, right? And I'm commentating. So he comes and I get there 2 hours before. Now he comes in, he sits and he watches the players and he does this little game with them every so often where he gives them the phone and they've got to put it on their chest and press start and stop. And then they've got to guess how many seconds it was, right? And just little things like this. And the players have always been really nice to him, right? Yeah. So he says, Dad, I really want to be able to do something for the players. And I said, what do you want to do? He said, with my money that I earn from cut reffing, because he refs for a local team, right? Yep. With the reffing, and he plays, but he's reffing on weekends, I want to buy 15 pairs of Crocs. I was like, yeah. And he said, I want to go to Bunnings and I want to get paint and I want to paint purple and yellow Crocs. And I want to put the numbers on and their names and I want to give it to the players. I said, I'll tell you what, you do all of that. I'll help you and I'll come in with you and you can buy it all, right? And then if you do it all, I'll ring Gorge and Billy and see if we can go down to training and you hand it out to them. So he has spent hours. I'm telling you, hours. I've got more paint fumes in my freaking garage that you can imagine, right? And I've got purple paint on the bloody floors where I've told him to put mats down and everything. But he's bought these shoes. He's done all the paint and he's done a big X on Xavier Cooks because he loved the X. So I organized and I got a shout out to Billy Tomlinson, you know, obviously my ex-coach when I was captain for him. And I said, told him the situation, sent him photos. He said, Brad, that's so damn cute. Let's get him down here. So I drive up to the training the other day. And as I'm just parking to take these bloody size 15 shoes, 15 pairs of them, right? And as we open the door, Deli and Sean Bruce walk out. And I say, g'day, guys. And they say, hello. And I said, listen, I just want to let you know, my son here, Cooper, he's nervous as hell right now. He's like, you know, like he doesn't know what to do. And he says, my son, Cooper, is, you know, he's bought you these things and blah, blah. So we open up the boot of the car and we turn around to grab him out. The next thing we turn around, there's 15 players standing there because they've all come out walking to the gym because they've got to go and do a weight session and come back, right? Well, Cooper had just freaked a little bit. And I was like, oh, my God, you know what I mean? So we handed out all 15. The players had photos with him, got five, did everything. They went and got Jim, and then they came back, and training was supposed to start. And as they were walking in, they were talking to him. They were giving him five. Kendrick Davis stopped. And he's like, man, I have not been given a gift in Australia. This is so nice of you, my man. This is so cool. They had like a 3 or 4 minute chat. I cannot tell you what it meant to my son, right? And I texted and spoke to Gorge and Billy afterwards. And I said, you know what? Out of all the bad shit that people say about, you know, players in all sports and everything, Gorge, you've got to know, man, and Billy, this, the way they treated my son, he will remember this for the rest of his life. We got in the car and he said, Dad, do you think when I show up now on Wednesday night early, do you think they'll notice me? And I was like, mate, of course they will. And he had this biggest smile. Body, I'm telling you, I spoke off air with you and I said, it's just something I want to say. Great job from the Sydney Kings players. I know all players in other teams would do the same. It's not a Sydney Kings thing, but it's just, I am just so happy for my son. That was all it was. Yeah.
And I don't think elite professional athletes always realize the absolute impact they have on young people. Mm-hmm. So if they embrace them and treat them well in any situation, that's going to have a lasting positive influence on that young kid's life, whether it's your son or somebody else's daughter or whatever. You know, and when I was coaching NBL one level here, we used to have a junior team playing on another court, and I'd say to the girls after the senior girls, let's go over and have a look at them. And I said to them, be engaged, because this is going to be really important for these little kids, you know. And it was, they still, you know, they were talking about it for years. So that's a fantastic thing. But I would say that hats off to the Kings, but But generally speaking, I think you'll find if that was United, if that
absolutely.
Was the
36ers, I have no
if
doubt.
That was Illawarra,
I have
yeah,
no doubt about it. Because I'm going to tell you a little story very quickly, because then I know we're running out of time here. But I remember when I was about Cooper's age, right? And I was about 13, around there. And I went to the SCG to watch, I think it was a test match or a cricket. And one of my friend's dad was a member. So we got into the members area, but you're not allowed physically in the members at the SCG unless you're over 16 or 18 or whatever it was. So we're in the ladies stand, but where you stand in the ladies stand, you can sort of see the edge of the locker room, and they're outside on the locker room, and all these kids, it was the end of the game, and the kids are standing there, and a couple of the players, I think, threw hats out, and we're all like, hey, you know, whoever was playing, it was probably, you know, like Alan Border days, right? No question. It was really fun, right? And I remember one, and all of us, like, you know, our friendship, we yelled out to a guy called Dirk Wellham, right? And we're like, hey, Dirk, you know, like, hey, can we have a shirt or something like that? Probably nervous as hell. And he looked around and said something along the lines is, when you made the Australian cricket team, then you can do it, right? Then I'll get, then you can get a shirt. And I always just remember, and I kid you not, no disrespect to Dirk, never met him, never had. That is something that stuck with me for the rest of my life. 30, yeah. 40 years later, I should say, I'm still thinking about that. And yes. I remember when I made the Kings and when I did this, the number one thing, I would never, ever do that. And I still remember that story. And for what the Kings did to my son, he'll remember it in the best way possible.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what you want. I don't think Dirk Wellham, I think he missed the point. You know, you've got, when you achieve, you've got a responsibility to help the next ones along and to encourage them to be good. To be good. Yeah. That's a great thing. Okay, so you're picking the Kings in two because, you know.
Yeah, Kings, Southeast in three. Kings and Southeast, I think it'll be a fantastic series. Boddy, thank you, my friend. That was a good time, and I appreciate you coming on with your very husky voice.
Yeah, I was born under a wandering star. Just turn me off.
No, I do. Well, certainly not going to turn you on. Thank you, everyone. You had a fantastic time. Good luck to all four teams. They deserve it. Good luck to the Opals. Thank you, Botond, and everyone. We'll see you next week. Mate, tell me a serious story. Do you sing like that to your wife before you go to bed?
Only if I want to have guaranteed no action.